Levi's Town Board Advisory Board will come to order. June 28, 2022, and to begin with, would you join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Just a few items before we get started. Items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The board may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to an item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners or the Planning Commission, Clark County Planning Commission, for final action. Please turn off or mute all your cell phones and other electronic devices that might interrupt the meeting. And please take any and all private conversations outside of, if you have any, outside the room. You can go in this lobby or at the lobby behind you. Let the record reflect that all of the board members are present except for John Wardlaw, who is excused. Can we have staff introductions?
Mark Tommy with Clark County Capital Planning Department.
Public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments for this meeting will be limited to 3 minutes, and please keep step up to the microphone right here at the desk. Push up on the button, the little light will come on, and then you'll know it's on. And clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. The meeting is recorded, and the secretary wants to be sure that she gets the names correct. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of presentation, this will be done by the chairperson of the board by majority vote. We have a motion to approve the minutes for June 14, 2022.
Mr. Chair, I move to approve the minutes as written, with no changes.
We have a motion to approve the minutes of June 14, 2022, with no changes. Deletions, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Approval of the agenda for June 28, 2022.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion to approve the agenda for this evening, June 28, 2022, as presented.
Okay, we have a motion to approve tonight's agenda for June 28, 2022, with no changes. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Any informational items?
None.
Okay. Planning and zoning. Item number one, UC220328, SHF International LLC, use permits for the following. One, allow an accessory structure to exceed one-half the footprint of the principal dwelling. And two, increase the area of an accessory apartment in conjunction with proposed single-family residence. Waivers of development standards for the following. One, alternative driveway geometrics. And two, allow a proposed block wall in the front yard where a decorative fence is permitted in conjunction with a proposed single-family residence on 1.3 acres in RE Rural Estates Residential Zone, generally located on the north side of Tobias Lane and the east side of Pecos Road within Paradise. Is someone here for that item?
Yeah.
You want to come forward? Give us your name and address for the record. Would you please use the microphone?
Sam Finkler. F-I-N-K-L-E-R, 3620 Tobias. There are four items to discuss. The first was the accessory structure. We're developing a property that currently has a single residence on it, around 1590 square feet. Should I be showing you or that?
No, you show us.
Show you. Gosh, I'm showing you. All right, so that's the existing house. And we're looking to develop it into an accessory apartment by adding a primary residence in front of the property, bias to the bottom of the street, main entrance to the bottom of the street, up out of the page, and then a separate garage on the back side. So the first accessory structure is received one half of the footprint is the garage on the backside. It's roughly 5,000 square feet, 5,500 square feet. The primary residence will be roughly 8,600 square feet. So that's that first item. Second item is the increase of the area of the accessory apartment. The existing house that is currently there is just over 1,500 square feet, which is the limitation on an accessory apartment. So we're asking for a use permit for that. The alternative driveway, we have driveways going down both sides of the property, leading to the garage in the back, and to get the proper turn radiuses and give the adequate access from the existing street to the property on both entrances, it required the driveways to encroach on the property line. The fourth item was the proposed block walls. We pushed the entrance gates back onto the property. They're currently at the road line and doesn't allow for any stacking of cars while they wait to get in. So we recessed two gates back onto the property, which required a couple perpendicular walls to allow the gates to sit on the property instead of at the property line. Those are the four items.
Is there anyone here who would like to speak on this item? Seeing none, I'll close the public and open it to the board.
That was very helpful explaining that because I wouldn't have gotten that out of just reading it. Mr. Chair, if no one else has any comments or questions, I would make a motion to approve subject to the preliminary staff conditions.
We have a motion to approve subject to preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Good luck.
Thank you.
You go to the Planning Commission on July, Planning Commission on July 19th.
Thank you.
Item number two, WS220186, Saab Industrial LLC. Amended holdover waivers of development standards for the following: 1, reduced parking; 2, landscaping; 3, on-site loading no longer needed; and 4, driveway geometrics. Design review for an office warehouse on 1.3 acres in M1 light manufacturing E65 zone, generally located on the south side of Saab Avenue, 1,015 feet west of Henson Street within Paradise.
Good evening, Mr. Chair, Town Board members. My name is Tony Celeste, address 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here on behalf of the applicant and property owner. As you can see on the aerial, the property is highlighted here in yellow. It's just over an acre, located at the end of Software cul-de-sacs here, right before the railroad tracks, heads into the east. The site is planned business, employment, and zone M1. We're coming in for a warehouse development, which would be consistent with the M1 zoning district. We did hold this application to make some revisions. So first, I kind of want to show you what was in the system and then what we've changed. Based on those changes, we're able to withdraw a few of the waivers. So I'm going to withdraw, without prejudice, waivers 3A, 3B, and 4B. And I'll walk through each one of those. First, this was the original site plan submitted. We have, you can see again, Saab up to the top at the end of the cul-de-sac here. We have the entry coming in. We were keeping the existing paved drive here. And we have a loading zone located in the front portion of the building. We are redoing the driveway to make it commercial standards, so that's the reason we don't need that waiver anymore. And as you will see on the revised plan, we were able to relocate the loading area farther to the south, away from the entrance here, so we no longer need the waiver where the loading dock was exposed to the right-of-way. It's now behind the building, and we no longer need that. And then the loading spaces themselves were asking to reduce the size of that. As you can see on this, we have the 10 by 25, so all those matters have been addressed. We still do need the waiver with respect to the throat depth through here, but by removing the loading dock in this area, we believe we've really eliminated the large conflict with any large vehicles that would be going down this aisle and backing up, stacking of traffic into the right of way here. We do have a minor parking reduction, but this is again, warehouse development where it's usually not very demanding parking. It is a one-story building, about 32 feet in height. Elevation there that will match basically everything in the neighborhood. So with, I think with these changes and the withdrawal of the waivers, we've made great strides, and I'm here to answer any questions you may have, and we agree to all the conditions, the approved conditions.
Is there anyone here who likes to speak on this item? So then I'll close it to the public and open it to the board.
So did the waivers you don't need are still on our application, so you're removing them this evening?
Correct.
Before staff had a chance to make them. Okay.
Can you just say them one more time then? I want to make
sure. Yes. I'd like to withdraw without prejudice waivers 3A and 3B and 4B.
Okay, thanks. Okay. I remember this was just here, and I can't remember us saying anything negative about it. So it seems to only have improved. So I am fine with all of your changes. I think they really do make a big difference in terms of the throat depth. I believe there was street parking too, if that ever became an issue, because you're on a cul-de-sac. Nothing can ever come through that way because of the railroad tracks. I don't see anything negative about the item.
It only seems to leave them with the reduced parking and reduced driveway throat depth, which is a huge improvement over what it was.
Mm-hmm. Well, if no one else has anything, I will make a motion to approve this item with one, at the applicant's request to remove waivers 3A, 3B, and 4B. So we will approve the design review and waivers 1 and 4A, along with the, if approved, staff conditions.
And waiver 2.
And waiver 2. Sorry, I jumped right over that. Waiver 2.
Okay, so you've heard the motion. Does the secretary have all that?
Gotcha, thank you.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
I'm sure you know Planning Commission on July 19th.
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Item number 3. AR 22-400076-UC-200087, 5000 Boulder Highway LLC, use permit, third application for review for an existing vehicle maintenance automobile facility, waivers development standards for the following: 1, reduce the separation from an automobile maintenance facility to a residential use; 2, alternative design standards; 3, increase fence height; and 4, allow temporary signs, banner to be permanent. Design review for the following: 1, vehicle maintenance automobile facility; 2, signage on 0.6 acres in an H2 general highway frontage zone, generally located on the southwest corner of Boulder Highway and Ellis Boulevard within Paradise. The applicant would like to come forward.
Hi, my name is Maria Verduzco, 5000 Boulder Highway. My last name Verduzco is V as in Victor, E-R-D-U-Z-Z-Z-R, C as in cat, O. Thank you. Thank you. I don't have a lot to say. We're back. So we're going through the same things. We're trying to get permits for the building that we already have. We're still working on them. It's taking a lot longer than, I don't know how long it should take to get permits for buildings that are already built.
Could you put that up a little bit on the table so we can see it? Thank you.
We still, same thing as last time, working on the permits for those buildings. The engineering, and they're doing everything, and I'm trying to be behind them because they're really busy too.
When were these pictures taken?
I just took them, what was it? of these weeks.
And heck of a cleanup job over the last few months.
We just put new rocks.
You know, except that you told us you wouldn't be doing that, and you moved tires and rims out to the sidewalk.
Mm-hmm.
Right here,
you take them in at night or something.
We put them inside the rings every day. We take it out and we put them in.
Except they weren't supposed to be
this rock right here. Yeah. Okay, I mean,
you told us way back.
Yeah, I mean,
we have a history.
I removed the other one. The one it was on the other side. This one right here.
Mm-hmm.
I removed this one a long time ago. Uh-huh. The last. So if you don't want this one right here, I can take it away.
You had them up there against the building, and it was kind of like, okay, well, we're not really happy about it, but there's one business on Tropicana that we didn't even allow them to do that. They're out, but they're covered in a way, so to speak, from the top. And then we allow this. It's kind of
These right here, we put them out every day, and we put them in every day.
I go by
this rock right here. I mean,
I go by this property at least once a week, if not more.
Right in front of everybody.
And this again has been cleaned up. And it seems like the only way we can get you guys to do that is to have you come in all the time. Because code enforcement, we don't have time for this, you know? And you told us you wouldn't do things. Now, up until just recently, this isn't what it looked like. You had piles of tires over on the side of the building, and that was supposed to be open for movement of vehicles around. There was stuff on outside the fence over by the car loan place.
Yeah, we rent a container in those piles. We got those piles and we leave it for that night. And the next day, we move it to the other side because the container was full. So we rent the container and we move it right away the next day. We leave it one night. We leave those tires outside for one night. And the next day, we move it because the container was full.
The point I'm trying to make to you all is I don't have a problem with the business. What I have a problem with is you doing stuff in between the meetings that you told us you wouldn't do.
The
place looks like a wreck until we get up to about 30 days before one of these meetings and all gets cleaned up.
No, we've been working on it. We received like 500 tires, and we gotta put in like right over there. Until where we start, maybe for it's a bad luck or something. At that moment, you just drive by.
Those tires, it doesn't take months to move on.
We just got an order. I can trace where. We know what's our situation. We know.
So like I said, I don't have a problem with the business, and if you kept up. It wouldn't be a big deal. But
we've been working very hard.
When we started this whole thing, the tires were supposed to be in those shade covers that you got towards the back. I've yet to see that happen on a regular basis. We got tires out here by the sidewalk on a regular basis where they're not supposed to be. You told us you wouldn't do that. I don't have any faith that you will do what you tell us you will do.
We try to put some displays that just during the day, business hours, we try to put the display because the business is kind of slow. Sometimes, like, being honest with you, we're trying to survive. That's the reason we put those tires over there every day in the morning. We bring those tires out, and when we're closing, we put every single tire inside. The only rack that I'm putting inside is this one right here. That's the only one. But if that's the concern, I mean,
On this is another 6-month review. Is that right?
That's correct.
Yeah, I definitely don't have a problem with that. But I can live with what I'm seeing in those pictures.
Okay.
But not with what I've been seeing.
Okay.
And it's been a history for how many years have we been
It's
on
been
this?
Many years. I mean, we're...
Undermining.
I lose my hair. I lose my hair.
You guys get tired of coming and seeing us.
I lose my hair already.
You guys are part of my family, and we see each other every 6 months, and we talk about what happened in those 6 months. I feel like that.
Hey, I lose my hair about this too. Like, I'm pulling my hair because it's been hard.
I see the concern from you guys and from us. It's a lot. It's been,
who's the engineer you hired?
We have
John Kubota.
What's taking him so long?
Oh my gosh, I have to be so behind him. Like, hey, how you doing? I have to call him at least twice a week.
He built the EDC?
Of course, he can do nothing in those probably 2 weeks.
You can't find somebody else that can get the job?
The thing we already paid.
We already paid him.
And for some reason, he do something wrong.
And Clark County sent us the paper back, and we have to go.
Well, you learned something from that one, didn't you?
Yeah.
Don't pay until they get the job. Or at least hold back some.
It's for something like, he put a garage. It's not a garage. He put a carport. It's not a carport.
They're going to call carport.
They're going to call a garage.
Because you got your building permit in 2021, here it is 2022,
mm-hmm.
And he hasn't turned in your plans yet.
They turned everything in, but
they got kicked back out.
William is the general contractor. He's on vacation. He's coming back tomorrow.
So he should put everything
this week.
Kubota fix tomorrow.
So you're telling me that I'm looking at these pictures right here.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you're telling me that it's going to look like this for the most part.
Yes.
And there is day-to-day business, but I'm not going to see any more tires piled up against the building.
Okay.
Run it like a business, and then you probably get more business. Some people look at places like that, and they don't, oh, I'm not going there.
Okay.
You know, what am I going to do with the car? You know?
We don't have problems with customers.
We don't get in trouble with customers. We gotta we don't fight with customers. We don't get, we don't got no complaints with customers. We try to give a good service.
We have pretty good reviews on Google.
At least.
you'll save a lot of money if you don't have to keep coming back.
The period for the 6 month? Is it the end of November or beginning of December or the end of December? Or beginning of the year?
They got to go to BCC on the 20th.
August,
September, October, November, December, end of January.
End of January, I think, would probably be the fairest thing to do. Okay.
So February 1.
Okay. Yeah. So I'll make a motion to approve, subject to staff's conditions. Staff preliminary conditions and a 6 month review as a public hearing, which would be our first meeting, I guess, in February of 2023.
February 23rd, Mr. Williams. A specific time advisory board date. You're asking for February 23rd, your first meeting in February. I just want to make sure I'm clear.
Is that our first meeting in
February?
We just don't do February?
I'm trying to get out of July.
We're
like...
The first meeting in February would be February
23rd.
And then thank you.
Okay, so I'm recommending a review as a public hearing February 14th, 2023.
You're highly recommended.
Hmm?
It's Valentine's Day.
Yeah, is it?
It
is.
You must be in doghouse.
Wow. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you so much.
Good luck.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Have a good weekend.
Mm-hmm. Thank you
so much. Coming to me on Valentine's Day?
Yeah, you just gotta tell your spouse you're going out.
Saturday. I won't be chair. You're gonna have to elect a new chair and a new vice chair.
We're old. We don't care about Valentine's Day.
I don't care about Valentine's Day. Give me chocolate. I don't know.
Any general business? No. Okay. Comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the microphone. Clearly state your name and address in place, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, This will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. There's no one here. Everyone's left the room. Next meeting is July 12, 2022. And do we have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
We have a motion to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye. Opposed?